Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Erevin, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. So the Mishnah talks about a case, again, we've been talking about all these cases, where you're standing in one Rishos and you're doing something in another Rishos, either moving items in another Rishos. We spoke about urinating into another Rishos, spitting into another Rishos. So the Yamaladim Rishos Yachid V'yishteb Rishos Rabim, a person shouldn't stand in a Rishos Yachid and lean his head out to drink from a cup that's in a Rishos Rabim. Or vice versa, because you might bring the cup back into the Rishus where you're standing, and then it's going to be a violation of Hotsa'a or Hachnasa. So even though we said you're allowed to move things in one Rishus while you're standing in another Rishus, that's only where the item is not going to be moved, you know, to where you are. So you're not going to bring it back to where you are. But in our Mishnah, it's a cup or a pitcher that you'd really rather have where you are. So there's a greater concern that you're going to come to just bring it to where you're standing. The only way you're allowed to drink is if you put the majority of your head and body, that your head and the majority of your body, into the rishos that you're drinking from. And then we're not worried that you're going to come to move the cup into the other rishos, because why would you? You're now in the same rishos as the cup. And the same is true when it comes to a wine press. Now, what we mean by v'chein begas, the Bartinur points out, it is le'inyan meiser, for a totally different halacha when it comes to the halachos of meisros. Meaning, if you have grapes that you have gathered together, but they haven't fully been made into wine yet, you don't have to be mafresh shumus meisros from them, because it's not nigmar melachto. So even though you're not allowed to eat or drink from grapes or from juices before you take shumus meisros, you're allowed to snack from them as long as it's not nigmar melachto, as long as it didn't become tevel yet. So only once it's fully processed does it become tevel, where it becomes also to snack from it. Up until that point, you're still allowed to snack from it, because the chiv of trumas maestros hasn't yet set in. So when grapes are being used for winemaking, you're allowed to take a drink from the juice in the wine press before it's fully made into wine, even though there you haven't been mafresh trumas maestros yet. So the Mishnah is telling us that even if you drink from the upper area of the wine press where it hasn't been fully processed, that's only when you have your head and rove of your body, that, you know, hovering over the pool of wine, the pool of grape juice. Otherwise, the drinking is going to be aser, because you might bring the grape juice from that pool of grape juice to where your body is, which is next to it, and drinking next to it, that's already not considered a snack. That's considered to be a more substantive type of drinking, and that's going to be aser, even though it's not nigmar melachto. So that's another case where you see that Rosh Verubo in the same Rishus as what you're drinking from makes a difference. So now the Mishnah says, and what about taking water from a gutter or a drain pipe while you're standing in a Rishus Harabim? So you could stand in a Rishus Harabim and catch water that's falling from a gutter within 10 tefachim of the ground. Since the water is already in the airspace of the Rishus Harabim, no change of Rishus happens when you catch it. But you're not allowed to put your lips or a cup against the end of the gutter in order to catch the water directly from the gutter, because the gutter is viewed as like an extension of the roof, which is a Rishus Yachid. So if you were to then catch it while standing in Rishus Ram, that would be considered that you take straight from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Harabim. So what you're allowed to do is to catch it when it's falling out, not directly from it, but when it, you know, when it goes through some of the airspace, because once it's in the airspace, it's already in the Rishus Rabim. As long as it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, it's already in the Rishus Rabim. So you're catching it from a Rishus Rabim into a Rishus Rabim. Uminatzinor, we call makom shosa. But if from a drain pipe that sticks out from a wall of a house, that you're allowed to drink in any way that you want. You're allowed to even put your lips right up against it, or you put a kli right up against it to catch the water, because the open end of a drain pipe sticks out from the wall of the house far enough that it's not considered an extension of a Rishus Yachid, and therefore you're not carrying from a Rishus Yachid into a Rishus HaRabim. Now we move on to Mishnah Zayin. So the Mishnah talks about moving something from one Rishus HaYachid to another through the airspace that separates the two Rishus HaYachid. So bar b'Rosh Hashanah Rabim, let's say you have a bar that's located in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, but the dirt that surrounds it, the walls around the well, are 10 tefachim high. Chalon sha'al gabav, and there's a window in a house that sort of is right above that well. Mimala ne'emana b'Shabbos, you're allowed to draw water from the well on Shabbos and bring it directly into the house, because the well is its own Rosh Hashanah, the house is its own Rosh Hashanah. So even though the water goes over a Rosh Hashanah Rabim that's in between the two, it's mutter, because by the time the water goes over the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground. More than 10 tefachim off the ground is not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim anymore. That's a Makom Patur. So it's going from Rosh Hashanah from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Makom Patur to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It never really goes through Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Ashba b'Rosh Hashanah Rabim gava asar tefachim. If you have a pile of garbage in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, that's 10 tefachim high, which is the minimum height of a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So chalon shal gabav shovchin l'tochem ayim b'Shabbos, and there's a window from a house above it. You're allowed to pour water into the ashba on Shabbos, because again, you're taking the water from a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, pouring it onto a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and the only airspace that's going in between the two is a makom patur, because it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground of the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So to quickly review what we learned today in Mishnah Vav, we learned that a person should not stand in a Rosh Hashanah Yachid and drink from a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, or vice versa, unless you have Rosh over Rubo in the place that the cup that you're drinking from is, because otherwise we're concerned you're going to bring it to where you are. But once it's Rosh over Rubo, so in that same place, then that concern goes away. And we said you have a similar din when it comes to Maestros, that you're allowed to snack from unprocessed wine. So if the wine is in the gas, you're allowed to snack from it, but only if it's Rosh over Rubo hovering above the gas. But if it's not, we're concerned you're going to bring the wine to where you are, and then that's not going to be called a snack anymore, and that's going to be usher. And then we said when it comes to taking water from a gutter, a gutter that's draining water from a roof, you're not allowed to take it directly. You have to let it go through some of the airspace first, so that it goes into a makom patur, and you're only taking it from the makom patur, or it goes into Rosh Hashanah, and you're taking from the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. But if you're taking from a pipe that comes out of the house, a drain pipe from the house, then that's most you could take it even directly, because it's already not in a Rosh Hashanah. Where you're taking it from. And then in Mishnah Zayin we said that if you have two Rishuyos HaYachid that are separated only by a Makom Patur, you're allowed to transfer something from one of those Rishuyos HaYachid to the other. Meaning, even though it's a Makom Patur because it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground of Rosh Hashanah Rabim, so you're hovering above the airspace of Rosh Hashanah Rabim, but that's okay, because if it's got to be more than 10 tefachim off the ground, meaning such as you're pulling from a well that has a wall around it that's more than 10 tefachim high, and you're bringing it up to a higher area of a neighboring house, so the only space in between is going to be a makom patur. The only space in between those two rishuyos yachid is going to be a makom patur. And the same is true when you're disposing of water from the house onto a pile that's 10 tefachim high, onto an ashpa that's 10 tefachim high, because the only space in between is going to be a makom patur. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes.